didn't do what
Another act of aggression by Israelis against Palestinians. A 13-year-old Palestinian boy has been attacked by Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. Zidan Sharbati was then beaten and arrested by Israeli soldiers. The incident took place on Saturday, during which Sharbati was wounded.
At 2:30 p.m. I went with my father to the supermarket on Shohada Street, and we noticed the settlers were walking behind us. 20 meters from the house, they started cursing at us. I turned around and they began beating me like monsters.
The Palestinian teenager also told us that the Israeli soldiers took him to the investigation center, where they tried to charge him with assaulting the settlers.
They told me about the charge and claimed that they had seen me beating the settlers. I repeatedly told them that I did not do so, but they did not accept. The settlers are trying to scare us to force us to leave the area and empty it of Palestinians. I spent hours under questioning. They took my fingerprints and a lot of photos.
Zidan's father was also arrested along with his son. He said the Israeli soldiers held them for 5 hours.
It's awful to see your son being attacked. They cuffed his hands and arrested him, then took him to the police station. Instead of arresting the settlers, they arrested Zidan.
The Palestinian man said the majority of the Palestinian stores on Shohada Street, where they were assaulted, are closed due to consistent settler attacks. This brutal attack against Zidan Sharbati is not an isolated incident, as residents say they bear the scars of other brutal attacks. They say these crimes continue to go unabated as the Israeli soldiers continue to protect the Israeli settlers and carry out their own brutal attacks against the residents. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Hebron, Al-Khalil.